A Monday morning with Andrew Saville and Guy Havelt both with us. Morning, fellas.
Morning.
I can report to you, Andrew, that Paul Cole has just lost.
Yes.
In the final 3-0. He sounds like he got sort of done.
Yeah, he's lost to this bloke before, hasn't he? I think he's world number 4. I think he played him in a final recently and got upset by him, as in the scoreline. But it's been a heck of a 18 months for Paul Cole. He's coming home now. He's got the New Zealand Open in about a week's time.
Yep.
Yeah, so busy boy. But he'll be looking forward, no doubt, to see his family after 2 or 3 years and to actually get back home.
Yeah, he said one of the first things he's looking forward to most of all is coming into my studio just after 8 o'clock on Thursday.
That would be the world. What was the world number 1 ranking at British Open? They would then have to settle for second ahead of below getting into your studio.
Yeah, exactly. But it's about time we gave him sort of the credit he deserves, because you're right. In the last 18 months, he's just been gone from a New Zealander plying his trade internationally and doing quite well to a bloke who now is at the serious end of a, you know, elite sport and with a very, I would have thought, very real potential to be the best in the business.
Well, consistently winning on a more than often regular basis, making the semi-finals, making the finals. In the last few tournaments, he's missed out on winning. But I think he said that this is the highest paycheck that he'll get in his career coming out of this tournament. So I think he's treating himself to business class on the way home, which is fair enough.
Yeah, Joelle King's done really well the last 12 months too, Mike. She's had a career breakthrough sort of year. But I'm sure they're looking forward to a break too. That's so physically grueling.
It's a hell of a sport.
Yeah.
We've all played squash. It's like the skiing question I gave you last week. We've all played squash, haven't we, at some point?
Yep.
You know, everyone's gone to the YMCA at some point and whacked a red dot round a wall or two, haven't they?
Yep.
Brutal game.
I quite enjoyed it. And the Devoy name is to be credited too, because a couple of our sons play, you know, moderately competitive squash. And he was down for a tournament in Tauranga the other day. And the Devoy setup in the Bay of Plenty is apparently stunning. And
I think that's where the Open is, isn't it? There's a couple of big tournaments there. But, it's physically grueling. They make it look easy. Or, Cole's diving this way. And then I think one of the rallies yesterday in the semi went for, 90-odd shot,
Yeah, 96 shots over 2 minutes. Crazy.
Tell you what I do like is I like the visuals of squash, especially with the glass back. You can. It's a good game to watch.
Yeah, and the camera shot from the floor,
exactly.
looking back towards the players. You would have been fairly, given your size and nimble.
Nimble, that's the key, Andrew.
Nimble.
Agile
frame,
and nimble.
Yeah, you would have been okay at it, I reckon.
I could have run you ragged, mate. I could have run you from wall to wall, up and down.
I feel like we go back in time in your two sporting careers most weeks. I'm not sure if anyone really wants to hear that on a Monday morning.
It's all part of the fun, Guy. I don't know what you're saying. Hey, update me on the cricket. Is this going anywhere or not?
Well, New Zealand's about to lose. Probably
3-0.
Series 3-0.
Is that because we're not up to much, or because Brendan McCullum's a genius and has turned them around?
I think a little bit of both. I think the selections by the Black Caps have been a little bit strange. Picking Michael Bracewell as their spinner for this test when it actually was always going to spin over Ajaz Patel. I thought that was a bit strange. And then picking Ajaz Patel in the first test at Lord's when it never spins and leaving Neil Wagner out again, very strange. I think there have just been a few different selection calls that I disagreed with. In saying that, there has been a noticeable shift in the way that England have played their cricket, and that I would assume has to be down to the way that Brendan McCullum and Ben Stokes play their cricket. All the players have already spoken about it, the ones who have been interviewed anyway, and said that as soon as McCullum came in, there was a new kind of culture and a new energy in the team. And we've seen that with the way that he kind of led the Black Caps when he was the captain. And it seems that he does the same thing with all the teams that he's coached. So, I think it's probably a little bit of both, maybe more the McCullum side of things. I think England might be a bit of a force to be reckoned with in the years to come.
I haven't seen every ball, Mike, but it looks as though the Black Caps have lost a bit of their fizz.
Mm.
I think the bowlers have done well, but the top-order batsmen have just look like they're meandering along. Well,
it would be draining, wouldn't you? It'd been away a month and it's an English summer and the pints are there.
Well, no, but this, I'm talking from Test 1, they were like this.
Oh, okay.
The top order has been very poor. I've been wondering about whether they switch Will Young and Devin Conway around, open with Conway and put Young at four and maybe change it up that way, because although I'm saying that, Conway's been out of form this series a little bit, but I just feel like there's a bit more solidity when Conway comes to the crease. So
Is this what it's like if I went out drinking with you, Guy? Would you bore me with your endless selection? I tell you what they need to do is...
Yeah, probably.
I'll just come to the Monday morning commentary box with some crap chat about what's, you know, running through scores or something as opposed to giving my opinion, shall I?
Good on you. Here's one of your train-spotting mates, Guy. Not knowing how to play Patel or when to play him is the biggest mistake in New Zealand cricket history. Is Scott right or not?
Well, that's a big call. There have been a few mistakes in New Zealand cricket history, but it's a massive mistake. The first test particularly was just bizarre. I mean, Lords never spins, and they played Patel over Wagner. That was a massive head scratcher. And from there, it's gone downhill ever since.
All right. Andrew.
Can we move on? My eyes.
We are, yeah. No, we are. I did think of Guy. I got an invite to the test this weekend, Andrew.
The Irish test?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice box lined up for me, and I thought, geez.
Ooh, lovely.
Guy and I will be able to compare notes.
I might send through my bag.
Yeah, but you would have turned it down, though, obviously, because you're a man of the people and you want to be out in the elements of the grandstand.
You've got it. I got my dryer bone ready, mate, and I'm in the full gale, ready to go. Are we excited about this or not?
I tell you what, yeah, it should be a very good match. It's absolutely intriguing what your Blacks are going to do with their selection, number one. Secondly, how they're going to play the game. Are they going to come up with something new? I think they have to come up with something new. I was with the Irish on Saturday at one of their training runs. They look very buoyant over their jet lag and they're fizzing, Mike.
Are they nice people?
Yes, they are. They're always up for a chat, very accommodating.
Bit of crack.
Good blokes. Yep.
So hang on. I would be boring at parties, but he would be enlightening.
That's the truth, Guy.
Uh-huh. You got it.
Oh, wow. I don't want to go anywhere near these parties you guys are going to.
Truth hurts, Mike.
So will you go to the test match, Mike?
Oh, if I didn't have other things on, I'd be quite excited.
Have you got the Warriors on Sunday?
No, to be honest, I am in a real bind about that because I want to make a stand against performance. I'm a big believer in performance, and I want to support the side. So I want to support the side, and I'm pleased to report that it's sold out. So that's a good sign.
Yeah.
But it's just like, it's energy in, energy out. What's the game achieve?
Yeah, I think it'll be a good atmosphere. You know, the big welcome back. It won't have the same atmosphere of Saturday with the Tongan fans. That was superb.
And but imagine what it would have been like.
Really well,
but imagine what it would have been like if we'd won
if we were
heading to the playoffs.
This was our year.
Imagine what that would have been like.
That would have been absolutely massive. Look, mate, I had a very brief chat with Stacey Jones on the sideline last week at one of the Kiwi trainings. All he really said was, mate, I'm just so pleased and everyone is so pleased to be back home.
That'll
and you
can
see the relief on his face.
Yep. Oh, I'm sure that's true. Yep. I just hope that they turn it into something spectacular by way of performance.
Yes.
And, you know, treat the crowd to what they deserve and what they've put up with for the last X number of years or whatever the case may be.
Wouldn't hold out hope.
Now, the LIV Golf thing, Guy, I know we talked about this last week, but this week DeChambeau's come across and some of the majors have gone, yep, you can play. That's the end of it now, isn't it? Basically, that's a legit tour. That's the real deal, because once you've got your heavyweights across, they're all going to go eventually in some way, shape or form, and you can turn up at the majors. That's all you want.
To an extent. The sticking point is now whether they get official world golf ranking affiliation, I suppose. So they have either put in an application or they're about to put in an application to be ratified by official world golf rankings to get those points. If that does not happen, then qualification for those majors becomes nigh on impossible, really, because there's no other way other than the Masters where they get invites.
Yeah.
There's no other major where that's the case. You have to qualify in certain ways. So that's the only way they could get into those majors going forward if they don't get world ranking points. And the other interesting thing about this is that Jay Monahan, who is the boss, I suppose, of the PGA Tour and also the boss of the European Tour and also the boss of the RNA are all on the board.
Oh dear, here we go.
The World Golf Ranking.
Oh, this is F1 all over again, isn't it? This
is exactly. Are they likely to ratify it? I would say probably not.
That's interesting. I didn't know that other aspect. That's why we have you on the show, Guy. God, it's good to have you on the show.
That
background detail is the stuff that's made all the difference.
You can come to the party, mate. You can come back to the party. Just bring a few drinks.
Mate, they've got some big names, right? But how long will they invest the money before it peters out like every other rebel league?
So you don't reckon it'll last
in history? I don't.
Saudi Arabian money takes a while to peter out, in my experience.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking
about. I think it's here to stay.
I see you, Sav, as my Rob Gronkowski, and
what are you? You mean on a squash court?
No, I'm just thinking Rob Gronkowski announced his retirement again, so I'm Tom Brady, right?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking if you're not there, do I bother turning up anymore? You know what I mean?
Exactly. And, you know, if ever you're in trouble and the defense is breathing down your neck, you know,
right.
You can throw the ball. You can throw the ball to me and I'll look after you.
That's exactly right.
Dare I ask what the hell I am?
You're the water boy. Good to see you guys. We'll see you next week. Andrew Savile, Guy Veldt, on a Monday morning.